Today's shir is both related to the parasha and the yaima. Parasha Emor talks about Sfiras Aimer, and here's the word Mitzumah of Sfiras Aimer. The two come together. The pasuk says, "Usfarat lachem machzor Shabbos miyam meviachem es Aimer hatrufa shava Shabbos es tmimais tiyana." So we'll talk about what's the din if someone is not counting with the bracha, and say he missed the whole day, he can't count with the bracha. That's how we're knowing. The question is, if he's a shatz and it's embarrassing, is there any eitzah? Now, if a guy forgot to count the whole day, the din is he can't count with the bracha. Why he has to count? Some people, they're miyayish. He missed one day, it's okay, they barely count. Ma'isa, mikra din yichayev to count. Mikra, we don't pass like the back. Mikra din yichayev to count. The chachilu, if a guy messed up, he should be machmed that someone should be ma'isa in the bracha. Or for sure, he should machmed the count. He should, okay, he's not really counting anyway. It's not true. Mikra din yichayev. So Shail was, the guy is a shlech tzibur, he's embarrassed, and the question is it an eitz l'char? He should tell a friend of his who's in the kahal. Tell him, you don't make the bracha. I'll be mighty to you in the bracha. And therefore, as you know, I can't count myself. I'll be mighty to you. And Mela, I won't be embarrassed. I'll be embarrassed from this one guy. Say it. So in the Ritzi Pesach, Frank, in the Hartzvi, and also in the Great Kaddish, he brings down, and this is Yidua, this famous, Vashem Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, supposedly, one time, forgot one day's sphere, which I find that hard to believe. But that's my big book in the whole story. I can't do it basically. I forgot to count this here one day. Because his wife had a baby or something like that, I don't know. But kids are, and then he had daven for the Amid, and he was in an embarrassing situation. So that's the way it's brought down. We did, he got one guy from the Kaal aside and said, listen, I want to be made to you, don't make the bracha, and you'll be yaitz shmei kahina. So that's the shayla. So the Ritzi Pesach, he is Tameh and Beis HaLevi from against the Pichadosh. Pichadosh is down to the Shail Barich as a Simitah Peites. And he says, the Pichadosh comes out, that's in that he can't be Maitzi. The Maskon of Pichadosh is that if you can't count yourself, then you can't be Maitzi someone else either. But he has a few diunim on the way. So one thing he was asked, was a dying, the paskin, that someone that forgot, and he can't count anymore the bracha, and he's dying for the amid, so this dying paskin, he could count. And he said, why? So he won't say, I'll the fact that a chazin, you know, you can invite everyone. You might see that. That's what he said. Says Chesed Pichadosh though. How can you might see someone? The chayyur then is the mission to Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Kol she'enoi mechuyiv bedavar, enoi might see as a rabbi dechavasa. If you're not mechuyiv in a mitzvah, you can't be might see. You can't be might see someone else. So since he himself is not mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras Aimer anymore, because he blew it, he missed one day. So maybe he can't be might see someone else either. So, Chayra, I want to be mighty him. I can't. Kol she'ein imachui b'dav, and mighty achem dechavasam. I zok the prichadosh. Maybe you want to tie. What do you mean? Ein imachui b'davar? Why is he ein imachui b'davar? He's not machui in the midst of Sfira? He can't count Sfira. But he's machui in the midst of Sfira. Why is he not machui b'davar? He's machui b'davar. He's mechuyim mitzvah sfira. Punk, he missed the night. So this year he can't do it. You know, the person, is he mechuyim mitzvah sfira or is not mechuyim mitzvah sfira? Avad is mechuyim, he just can't do it. Technically, he can't do it. I maybe want to say that sfira. So I'll prove to you not like that. Because the Yerushalmi says that Ben Ir, meaning a Ben Yadalid, cannot be mighty a Ben Krach. A Muk of Chaim who lands Megillah and Tezva. Why? Because the animal chayim b'dav the Yishami says. A Ben Yedalid can't be mighty a Ben Tezva. He's not mechuyim b'dav. Aye, the Chayim is mechuyim in mitzvah Megillah, right? He's mechuyim in the mitzvah Megillah, but still we say he's animal chayim b'dav. Because why? Because not this Eifin right now, he can't be the Eitz Megillah this way. So Melech, he's not considered Mechuyim B'davar. So Melech, who I did? The guy can't count Sphere. You know, generally he's Mechuyim in Sphere. He says, Rashi, Megillah Dabei says, that when the B'nai Kfarim used to come to Yom HaKnisa, on Yom Aleph, Yibayz, and Gimel, who laid the Megillah for them? Shidus Rashi is that the Ben Ir would lay in the Megillah, the Ben Yedalah would lay in the Megillah for the Ben Kfar. So it's like the Pichadesh, but Maisa the Ran argues Taka. Ran says that the Ben Ir cannot be Maisa the Ben Kfar. So Meila, just like the Ben Ir can't be Maisa the Ben Kfar, so too the Ben Ir can't be Maisa the Ben Krach. So too, someone they see that since right now Maisa can't do the mitzvah. Right now, you can't do the mitzvah, you can't wait to see someone else either. Now, the Knesset Gdorla brings down that Chachmei Salonika, Paskin, that if he missed the day and he wants to wait to see someone, he could. It's considered Mechuyim B'davar. And the Knesset Gdorla argues, he says, no. He's not considered Baruch Yuva. So that's the Shiloh over here. Is he considered a Baruch Yuva or not? So I'm saying that it could be, that's the Shurish of Machlaikas over here might be Lagabe, the Etzim Shiloh, what is the Pshat that Afa Pishyatzim might see? The Gemara says that Kol Mitzvahs, Kol Brachas, Afa Pishyatzim might see. Even though I was ready to get to the mitzvah. I could go around and then lay Megillah for hundreds of people because even though I was ready to get to, right? So why don't we say that I'm not a Mechuyim B'davar, I was ready to kind of the mitzvah, I'm not a Mechuyim mitzvah Megillah. So the Gemara says no. That Afa Pishyatzah Maitzi. No, not Afa Pishyatzah Maitzi. Right? So the question over here is, what's the Pshat now? What is the Pshat? What is the Yisrael Afa Pishyatzah Maitzi? So Ran says, because it's in the Aravos, Kol Yisrael Reim Zebezeh. Kol Yisrael Reim Zebezeh. Now, what does that do for you? Because of the Din Arabis, that I'm Mechuyiv to be Dayi for everyone that they should do kind of mitzvah. Therefore, you know, I was ready Yaitzeh, I could still be Maitzeh. Right? What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in Arabis? So Ran says, V'chima Shlayatzeh Chaveirai, K'mi Shlayatzeh Hu Dami. If you were in Yaitzeh, since I'm Mechuyiv to be Dayig for you, so Me'eltz Ke'ilu, in a certain sense, I wasn't Yaitzeh myself. Me'ela, I could do the mitzvah again, because since you need me to do the mitzvah again, so Me'ela, I wasn't Yaitzeh my full Chiyiv, because my Chiyiv to do the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah myself, and to make sure that everyone else does the mitzvah also. So if you didn't do the mitzvah yet, so I haven't completed my mitzvah yet. I'm still... It's as if it wasn't Yaitz yet. Male, when I do the mitzvah now, I can do the mitzvah, and I can be made to you. So in other words, this that you're going to be Yaitz is now it's going to be Mistamid in Shemaya Kaina. Like the first time when I did the bracha, when I did the mitzvah, I want to be made to you. Kir Shaifer, I want to be made to you. I'm being Yaitz myself also. You don't have to come on to Arabis for that. I'm doing the mitzvah. You're Yaitz, Mamela, Shemaya Kaina. Right? So Meila, even if I already did the mitzvah, but since I'm going to be dying for you, it's as if I didn't do the mitzvah. If I didn't do the mitzvah completely, so now when I'm doing the mitzvah, and you're Yaitzim and Meila. That's the chari that has been around. There's another way to say it, and there's not the time to go into it, because it's a big arichus, but there's rayas from Rekveger, three rayas made from Rekveger, the Rekveger goes not like that. I'm not going to go into the riots. That there's a different Yisrael in Arabis. Yisrael in Arabis is that Pshat is, even though I was Yaitz in the mitzvah, since I'm a Chuyit to be dying for you, so now when I do the mitzvah, I'm doing it for you. So in the Koin to the Ran, Pshat is, I wasn't Yaitz my mitzvah yet. So when I do the mitzvah the second time, I'm doing it for myself, Kilo. I wasn't Yaitz yet because you weren't Yaitz. Mel, I'm doing it again because to a certain extent, I wasn't Yaitz. You're Yaitz for Mel. As if, like the first time. The other Malachim say, no, I'm doing it for you. My whole doing it is just doing it for you. The Kayach of Arabi says that I could do something for you. when you're going to listen, then you get the mitzvah. Now, so like in our case, let's think about our case. Well, what do we have over here? We have a situation where a guy missed one night. Yeah? So he can't count Sefirot. So what do you want to say? Look, after Shatz and Maitzi. Because even though he's not Chayim anymore, he's not Chayim Mitzvah Sefirot, let's say, right? But why is he different than the guy that was already Yaitse? A guy that was already Yaitse, he could be Maitzi in someone else. So this guy that forgot one night, so why what happened to Aaron? Why can't he be Maitzi in Aaronness? It's like this. The Fidaran, the chat is that I'm doing it for myself. And male, you're being Yaitse. So male, Fidaran, you can say that when since for myself, I can't count. So what do you tell me? Since I've been dying for you, I wasn't Yaitzi yet. Fine, but for me to count that today is 17, I can't count that. Why? Because for me, I didn't count 16. So for me, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. Because this really touches upon another issue. Well, what is the Svarah of the Baha? What's the Pshat in the Baha? What is the Baha? The Baha says you missed one night, you can't continue counting. Why not? So some say the pshat is that all 49 days is one mitzvah. It's one long mitzvah. You miss part of the mitzvah, so you blew it. You're not carrying the mitzvah. So really, you can't continue. There are those in the Zrayas maybe that the Yisrael is not like that. The reason why the Bahag holds if you missed one night, you can't continue counting. It's not the pshat that because you're missing part of the mitzvah. Pshat is because the concept of svira, the concept of counting, is that it's a cumulative. Counting means you count one, then two, then three, then four. So counting means there has to be a progression over here. So I can't count seven if I didn't count six. There's a hole between five and seven. I can't count. It's not the pshat because it's all one big mitzvah. Even if it was each day is its own mitzvah. But I can't count seven if I didn't count six. It's not seven if I didn't count six. Counting means it's the accumulation of all the days. So I count one, two, three, six, seven. I count seven after six. If I didn't count six, I can't count seven. Because it has no meaning. Seven, you know, if the mitzvah is stopped to say, today is the seventh day. So wonderful, I said today is the seventh day. But the idea is I'm counting days. So counting days, and they're one adds to the next. So I'm counting one. Now it's two. It's not today is the second day. Now I have 2 days. Tomorrow I have 3 days. Next day I have 4 days. But if I'm missing a day, so I can't go from five to seven. I don't have all the days. It's not trying to count. The concept of counting is not trying. So if you say it like that, then the pshat is, so when I'm counting, when I miss a day, and I want to count for you, right? So what do you want to say? That after Shiatsu Maitzi? The answer is no, because the Fidaran, what's the Hesber? The Pshat is that I wasn't Yaitzi yet. So fine, you weren't Yaitzi yet, right? But you can't count. By you counting 17, if you didn't count 16, it's not counting. It's missing in the very essence of the Maisa Mitzvah. So Mela can't be Maitzi. Because if the pshat is that I'm doing it for myself and you're being yaitz and meila, why am I doing it for myself? Because I'm a chiv arvus. But for me, since I'm doing it for myself, by me this counting has no meaning. So meila, I can't count for you either. But if you hold the pshat is that I'm doing it for you, so since for you it does have meaning, so meila it could be I can even count for you. So it could be the machleig is whether or not when a guy forgot a day can he count for somebody else. It could be tzaloi. What is the gather of Arabis? Is the pshat that Arabis I'm counting that I'm doing it for myself? Since you were in Yaitzeh, so I wasn't Yaitzeh, so I'm doing it for myself. And male, you're Yaitzeh. Well, here I can't do it for myself. When I'm doing it for myself, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah b'chal. This for me to count 17 is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. If I didn't count 16, then 17 has no meaning. If I'm doing it for you, then it could be you could do this. Maybe we'll skip to the next topic, just a few minutes. So until now we're discussing, right, making the bracha for someone. What about the sphere itself? Can you make someone in sphere sign? With the sphere itself. So now, Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah al kol echad lisvar la'atzvah. Everyone has to count themselves. Shulchan, what does that mean? What is the point of that? Talk to Mishnah Berurah. And it says, the Gemara Batsam, usfarat l'machem. Mitzvah kol echad yachad, usfarat l'machem. L'chem, each one has to account for himself. Now, the question is though, what does that mean? What does that come lafuke? Does that mean that you can't count for me? Or does that mean that you might think that mitzvah sviras aymer is like sphere of shmita v'yayivlan? Is it mitzvah also of counting the shonim? The mitzvah of counting the shmita until you get the seven shmitas, then you get the yayivlan. Similar to the 7 weeks, you get the Shavuos. So, but by Shemitah of Yaival, who counts? You don't find everyone, every year, once a year, everyone gets up, makes a bracha, and counts for his item. So here's a shaman. Elamai, that's mitzvah and bezdin. So, Dok Mishwur, so the Sokh Mishwur, Samachrayim, that's mitzvah shining ready, say that Mishad is that the Pasuk is telling me, Svarat al-Machem, don't think it's like sphere of shonim and the mitzvah is mutl and bezdin. Nein. Over here the mitzvah is mutl and kalach and echad. Now each one has a mitzvah to count sphere. Now, if you want to be yaitz shmei kainu, why not? Like another mitzvah of dibri can be yaitz shmei kainu, can be yaitz sphere, so I'm also shmei kainu. So those are two mahalchim, how to understand this halacha. Some are shining and achrayim learn that it means that each person has to count themselves, and he can't be yaitz shmei kainu. So I'm saying no, that it's just telling me that the chiyuv is not in bezdin, the chiyuv is on you. But by the way, if you had shmei kainu, look the Magen Avraham that the he could be yaitzah with the shots. Ayit says lachem. Ayit says lachem. Says Magen Avraham, since we pass the shmei as kainu, have like ilu suffer who baatzmai shmei as kainu. Shemei is kaina. So what are you telling me? Each one has to count himself. I did count myself. I did shemei kaina. I counted myself. So it's not, the shemei kaina is not a stira that each person has to count himself. Now, mechayra ki yidua is a mechaykis from the Beis Halevi and the Chazanish and the whole gather of shemei kaina. Beis Halevi, famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that there's no din shemei kaina by Birchus Kainim. One Kain wants to raise his friend the Birchus Kainim. Can't be a Shmei Kainim. Why? The Birchus Kainim is halacha of the Kol Rav. The halacha that you have to talk loud in Birchus Kainim. So, it says in Beis Halevi, you have to Shmei Kainim. It's as if you said it, but you didn't say it loud. You said it, but no one heard you. The fine you said, Shmei is kaina. But this din of kol ram, where's the kol ram? Says the Chazon Ish that there's no. Beis Leib understands that Shmei kaina is an oifen of talking. I mean, listen, that's as if you said it. But you didn't say it out loud. Says the Chazon Ish, no. Says the Chazon Ish, no. The gather Shmei kaina is that by me listening, I shtel tzu to his dibur, and then I'm yaitzu with him. Okay, it's not that it's if I said, but somehow I connect to his being yaitzu.
So you could do.
But since he said it, he did say it to Kol Rav. So man, I'm yaitzu the din of Kol Rav. I'm yaitzu the din of Kol Rav. So chayy this Magen Avraham, someone a taina, and this Magen Avraham is a raya to the Beis Halevi. Why? What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says that Shmei Kaina, mitzvah is called Echad Echad, right? I said it. So the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that Shmei Kaina is as if you said it. So it is called Echad Echad, I said it. Kun Chazdesh, you didn't say it. You've been Yaitz with him. You didn't say it. Midakisa. So it's an interesting question. The Beralacha brings down, he wants to say that there's a machlokes rishonim about this. Rashi Taka in Menacha says, everyone has to count themselves. but Melo, you'd say maybe not Yaitz Shmeika, the Mishmur wants to say. But he says the Ritz Geis, you see, not like that. What does the Ritz Geis say? The Ritz Geis says that there's a din that Spirit Sayyim is Daka Bamida. You have to step in Mahachal Chermesh Bakama, just like the Kama that by Tzir Sayyimr, it's standing up. So too, after Gibakamel Bakaima, that Spirit Sayyim needs Bamida. So Joshua, Asmachta, that Spirit Sayyim needs Bamida. What it says the Ritz Geis is, what about Mitzray Shabbos, when the Olam is sitting, in other words, during the week, so everyone's standing. So mainly, he's saying about Mita. But he says, but Mitzray Shabbos, when the Olam is sitting from Binayam, so everyone's sitting. So Matirach the Tziburah to make everyone stand up. So he says that since the Chazan, since the Chazan is being made to everyone, and the Chazan is standing, so now it's not a problem. Right. So all of you see in the Ritz Geis that you can be yaitz shmeikhain, which what the Beralacha brings it down for. But Beis, what we see from here, that the Fkaret, you see from here that you could be yaitz. So here's a little tricky. But on one hand, we see you can be yaitz shmeikhain. On the other hand, he says you could be yaitz to the mid. Sorry, like Chasnish, exactly. Like Chasnish. It's very important. Ramakam. You see that Yoyse did the mida l'charefi beis alevi, right? Yoyse shmeik ayin. As if you said it, but when you said it. But what are you doing? You said it sitting. What does the Ritz Geis say? That Yoyse did the mida. It's a right to the Chazanish. But on the other hand, though, you held the cup, then it comes out. You're being Yoyse. So this means the Ritz Geis holds the Chazanish fairish, right? So Mel is mukhtar to say not like the Magen Avraham, because Magen Avraham says the only reason why Yaitz Shmei Kain the Beis Sfira is because it's as if you said it, which you said that's like the Beis Halevi. So the Ritz Geis, but the Ritz Geis is saying it's not as if you said it. You've been Yaitz with him, and yet he says you can be Yaitz Shmei Kain. Elamai is mukhtar the Ritz Geis that he holds that the reason why you can be Yaitz Shmei Kaina, it's not because it's as if you said it. But he holds that the Sfir L'Chalechad Echad is just Kam Lafuge Bezdin. It's not Kam Lafuge that you have to say it yourself. It's just saying that it's not the Pshat that Bezdin does it. You have your own Chiyuv of Sfir Zaymer, and Samazi, you can be Yaitz Shmei Kaina. There's never the Machal that you have to say it. Magrona says as if you said it. You don't come out there to Magrona Bach. Pshat is, it's more simple. The Torah says, Lachem, L'Chalechad Echad. What does that mean? Lafuge Bezdin. So mitzvah not like Shmiz Hashanim that Bezdin does it. You have a chiv to do it. How are you going to be yaitz your chiv? Like every other mitzvah of a diva, yaitz shmei kaina. What is the gedder shmei kaina? You bring yaitz from him. You bring yaitz from him. Yaitz the midah as well.